Hi, this is Lee Fields from Soulfire Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
Good afternoon. My name is Katsa Selasoe. You are now listening to Hazo Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a while since Veronica has, you know, hosted, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is Radio Kapwa, and I'm actually here to celebrate Black History Month to y'all, because duh, we do that. And I'm really excited to present you our first guest, which is also a colleague of mine, and I would say like a good friend of mine. I mean, like, listen, we were on a dance floor together, so like, yeah. She is a dynamic immigration lawyer based in Georgiaga, Montreal, and beyond the legal realm, she co-founded the Black Healing Center, a nonprofit dedicated to destigmatizing mental health in the Black community. Her creative touch has left an impact on various other Black organizations in Montreal, such as the West Island Black Community Organization, Black Girls Gather Montreal, and Culture Elle. Honored in 2023 as a CBC Black Changemaker, Katia's passion for advocacy and creativity shines through, making her a catalyst for positive change. So I guess you already know her first name, but let me introduce you to her. Katia Stella Asowe. Hello, welcome, and please introduce yourself. You have a short, brief introduction, but we always want to hear it from the guests ourselves. But before you say something, I also want to credit, of course, I'm one of the hosts of Radio Kapwa, but joined by me right now is Desiree Ruiz, our sound engineer Laura, and Penny, and also we have a team behind the scenes who's also working hard, so our marketing team, but there you go. And also my voice was a little raspy, so do y'all like that? Anyway, Katia, the mic is yours.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on here on Radio Kapwa. It is such an honor to be here with all of you guys, with all of the team. And that amazing raspy introduction, Veronica, 10 on 10 stars. We love to see it. So introducing myself, so I mean, that intro was spot on. My name is Katia. I am an immigration lawyer here in Montreal, but what I kind of do other than that is be active in the Black community of Montreal, and I do that through the Black Healing Center. So like Veronica explained, nonprofit organization dedicated to destigmatizing mental health issues in the Black community, but also promoting wellness in our community. And we do so by providing either free or subsidized mental health care to the Black community of Montreal, and also putting together events where members of the Black community can come and gather together. And so that's kind of who I feel like that might not be the, I don't want to put myself in the box and be like, that's who I am. But that is one of the many things that I do. So I have worked with other Black organizations in Montreal, kind of making my rounds through some of the orgs, especially in the West Island, because I am a very proud West Islander. Veronica knows this very well. Hello. I was practically born, but raised completely in Pointe Claire. So for all my Pointe Claire people, represent. I know there's not a lot of Black folks there, but I'm here. And if you're there too, let's link up. But yeah, so I feel like, should I start with my life story? Is that where we're going? Do we start with the beginning, how it started? Like, okay.
It's
okay.
Whatever you wanted to go.
I'm like, I want to hear it all. Hi, everyone. This is Desiree. I mean, I'm so happy to finally meet you, Katia. I have heard so much about you, so much about the work you have done. I've never met you. And then, you know, all you hear from Veronica is like, Katia, my boss. I work with her. Katia. I'm like, who is Katia? I want to meet Katia. So happy, you know, just to have this time here with you. And yes, I'm like, I want to know it all. I want to know it all. But I guess the first question that was coming up as you were sharing your amazing bio was because of the work that you do with the Black Healing Center and because it's focused around mental health. And I guess I was just curious because Centre Kapwa is also focused around mental health. And I don't know about you, but I mean, for Filipinos, like we don't talk about mental health. You know what I mean? We don't go to therapy. So, you know, Centre Kapwa, we're doing what we do, but like we sometimes focus on mental health. Like we sometimes use that, but it's not, I don't want to say well received. It's just not spoken about in our community. So there's a little bit of mild resistance or just this discomfort or not understanding the necessity of it, you know? So I was just curious to know how that experience was for you when you started or what was the journey maybe in your community and how your community has responded in the past and currently responds now. And I'm not talking about like the community, like I see yourself and I'm like, yes, I guess more of the community who's maybe less exposed or less, you're nodding. So I'm going to pass it back to you now.
Yeah. So a little bit about how it started. So me and Samantha Nina Umuntu, who is the founder of Black Healing Center, had worked together on a project on one of the West Island Black Community Organizations project, which was is still a book club dedicated for Black girls called Black Girls Gather Montreal. So we were working on that project together and for a year. And at the end of the year, we kind of decided to step back and focus on other projects. But Sam reached out to me and said, hey, I have an idea, which was, I was yet to know, was going to be the Black Healing Center. So a center, a space where Black people can come together and connect and be together in community, but also heal collectively and have access to mental health care services. And I was like, that is an amazing idea. But also I'm starting the bar in the fall. So this was in the summer. So I was like, I'm not going to have time for this. But for the summer, I can help you put together the brand identity, put together your social media. That's kind of what I do. And so that's what I did. So we kind of banded together. So at first I wasn't going about it like, okay, let's create the Black Healing Center. I was really coming on as a freelancer in this and helping Sam kind of develop what the Black Healing Center was going to look like in the eyes of the community, right? Because that's kind of my expertise, the creative side. So June goes along, July goes along, it's August. I start in August, but by then I am way too invested. And I'm like, I cannot leave this. This is interesting. I want to see this through. And I'm staying. And Sam was happy to have me. So I think from that moment on, I left kind of the freelancer role and got a little bit more involved in what the center was actually going to be. I honestly wholeheartedly credit Sam because she had such a vision for what this was going to be. I was really kind of intrigued or called by this because I felt like at the time there was no real space for young Black folks to get together in community that was like, let's go clubbing, let's go get drink, like in community, just a space, a safe space for us. So that was kind of what pulled me in. And Sam really had a vision because she had so much trouble looking or finding mental health care that was culturally relevant and Afro-positive. That's what she wanted to bring to the table. While me, I wasn't there yet. I was more of, let's get some Black people together so we can commune together, right? So Sam had the vision. I followed Sam and said, let's go. Let's try to put something together. And that's kind of how that started. And here we are 3 years later. Through this experience, I've learned so much because I wasn't the most like knowledgeable in regards to what really was mental health care. I knew about therapy, but of course, in the Black community, that's something that there's a stigma attached to it. for me personally, and I feel like that's kind of a lot of young Black folks have this similar experience where we're like, we understand the stigma, we recognize it, but we're not too closed off to the idea. And particularly me, like I'm a podcast person. So at the time I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and there was a particular podcast I was listening to, and like the hosts were detailing their story about therapy and mental health care. And so I was open to that, and I had some notions of it. So that really helped, like putting, like helping to build what the Black Healing Center is today also informed me and my understanding of mental health, mental illness, mental health care. And yeah, so now it's been 3 years. We're a whole nonprofit organization, and we are out here doing the work, and I get to speak to folks, particularly through this video series that we produced last fall. I got to really sit down with folks and ask them about their mental health journey, their Black mental health journey. So just, Desiree, to speak on what you had asked me about how it's being received. Mostly young folks that I've talked to, but I talked to, you know, folks that are a little bit older. I feel like we're at a time, especially after COVID, that this whole stigma about, okay, yeah, mental health, mental illness is kind of gone because we recognize that. I feel like kind of collectively that this is real, right? But there's still kind of, can I switch to French a little bit?
Of course.
Il y a une réticence to go and try to get help, or maybe a little bit of lack of knowledge in where to get that help. So overall, I think we've been well received by the community because the need is there. The need is present. And I feel like we haven't kind of, you know, we haven't clashed with many folks in regards to the work that we've done so far. I do feel like there might be kind of a couple of side eyes in regards to the types of people or the types of Black communities that we do open our services to. Let's be honest, in the Black community, the homophobia is still present, and we make space for all Black people, right? Queer, trans, the entire LGBTQIA community. So we went to the La Soirée d'ouverture pour le mois de l'histoire des Noirs. And Samantha, so the co-founder of the founder of Black Healing Center, was a laureate for this year. Go get that calendar, month of July, if I'm not mistaken. And there was an elder who was presenting all of the laureates, and her description in, you know, what, why she got this title, or like what she does, included the fact, specifically the fact that, you know, she's a community trailblazer, putting together services, mental health, but specifically mentioned the help that she gives to the queer and trans community. And that elder, when he was reading her description, I saw that as he was reading it, he bugged and he didn't mention it at all. And he was like, oh, she helps all marginalized individuals. And I saw that he bugged, and I saw that he intentionally left it out. And I was like, okay.
What?
So yeah. So I'm like,
wow.
Yeah. So the mental health care part is well received, but it's the who the mental health care is going to.
It sounds, and that's what I was like, it sounds like the similar path that we are on as well. A lot of parallels in who we want to serve, how we want to serve between the Black Healing Center and Centre Capua. I'm so sorry that had happened, but shout out to Sam for getting that nomination.
Yeah,
and Sam for all of the work. I can't wait to meet Sam.
Yes.
And also, we also love to say here at Centre Capua, like as I was listening to your story, it's just like so ancestor guided, right? And we always say, we notice that also with the team at Centre Capua, and how slowly but surely all of us are coming together. And it sounds very similar to Sam. It's like Sam had this idea. Sam created Black Healing Center, and then you came in, not necessarily for Black, like the mission, but you're like, I'm going to come and help you. right? I'm going to help you with the gifts that I have, which is marketing and creative direction and getting the message and getting the community to understand your message, right? Which is huge, without realizing, in my opinion, that's ancestor guided, right? And then once you're in, you're like, wow, this is amazing. Tell me more, right? And then here you are, which is so beautiful. I have so many questions, but I know Veronica is already writing things down. What would you say, like, if somebody is listening and they are like, oh my God, I didn't know there's a Black community that existed. They see themselves, they're curious by your posts because your posts are amazing and they're very inviting, but there's this hesitation, this, you know, for Centre Capo, we get like our line is, I'm not Filipino enough. So a lot of people we've noticed are like, I can't go to Centre Capo because I'm not enough. I don't know anybody. There's this wall, right? Because we all have it because we're all oppressed folks and we all think that we're not enough and we're scared. So I'm assuming, you know, I'm going to assume that there's somebody in your community is feeling the same way, seeing your posts. What would you like to tell them here? Like, you know, to kind of just like reassure them like, no, like, come join us, join an event. Like, I guess, what's that one message you would want to share?
I would say if you're waiting on feeling like you're enough, you're never going to show up because that might not necessarily come anyways, because we welcome you as you are, wherever you are in your healing journey. That's where we want you and we want you with us. So yeah, I feel like we all show up at different points of our lives, and don't hesitate, man. We're all here on our journey. And at least if you can be on your journey while we're all there together, we can go far, right? So don't hesitate, man. We're all here and we're just waiting for you to show up.
So if anyone is listening and you are seeing all the amazing events that are being held and organized by the Black Healing Center, just go. If you're feeling like motivated and curious, just do it. That's what we tell folks with Centre Capo too. We're like, come alone. You're welcome. It's good. Just peek in. You don't have to commit to like a lifelong thing. Like just follow the curiosity. Thank you for that.
This is the sign. This is what you're hearing. This is the sign. And you know what? A little bit of side note as well. Like some of the people who comes to our events at Centre Capo literally just come by themselves. You know how intimidating that is in your early 20s and you go to like this event and you don't know anyone. And I'm like really proud to say that like at Centre Capo, we have this folks who comes into our event, have zero clue who people are. And then they keep on coming back, right? And so as you mentioned, collective healing, right? We are all oppressed by the same, you know, imperialist people, imperialistic forces. And so we can't possibly heal by ourselves. If we were all in the same, let's say we all felt the same thing, it's much easier for us to heal together collectively. And as we mentioned earlier, mental health is really something that we don't talk about. And so as Centre Capo, we've tried to find ways to make it seem like we're not talking about mental health, but we're working on your mental health. And one thing that I always tell people is karaoke, right? Like we love to sing because singing is one of the medium for us to let our feelings go, and no one would bat an eye and everyone cheers you in the back. We're like, whoa, encore, right? And so it's just very important to meet them where they're at. As we see you, you come in here as you are, and you are Filipino enough and you're Black enough, and you're always welcome to our spaces. But we have very limited time, but I don't want to ask so much questions. Anyway, we'll ask some of the questions that we've asked our guests before, specifically for our Black History Month. So one, two-liners, Katya. What does Black History Month mean to you, and what is something you want non-Black folks to know about it?
I love Black History Month. Black History Month is like my Super Bowl. I love it so much. Black History Month is, to me, more of a celebration of who we are. It's a time to stop and reflect about all that we've accomplished, how far we've gone, but also a time to honor our elders and the ones that have come before us, and just being grateful about where we are and who we are, and having pride in our Blackness and our melanin and our culture. because the second you go outside, you are told that you are not good enough because of the color of your skin. And so take this time to just appreciate yourself and love on yourself and your community and your culture.
It's what you said. And we can't add anything more than that, right?
Mic drop.
Mic drop and soundbite drop. Soundbite and mic drop.
That's marketing brain is like that.
Yeah, my marketing brain. I'm like, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one for the reel. That's what we're going to share for the reel. Love it.
And then do we have final things to say? Because I have a lot of final things to say.
I have so many questions also. But maybe to finish, like, what would you tell non-Black folks about Black History Month?
What would I tell non-Black folks about Black History Month? Don't make this month about you. Not everything is about you. Mm-hmm. That's for one. That's a great reminder. And I guess be mindful of the Black people that you have in your life and appreciate who they are to you. And maybe this is the time for you to do your due diligence and do some research and read some books, man. People don't read anymore. Read a book.
I love it. Another mic drop and another amazing sound.
Use this month to actually sit down and listen to Black people. Okay.
It's not about you. It's not about you.
Okay.
It's not about you. Yeah. That's perfect. It's like, what do you want to tell non-Black folks? It's not about you.
It's not about you. I mean,
that's amazing.
They said one last question, but maybe a message to all of our listeners here as we close. So I guess this is going to be our last question. So one last thing that I will ask you, Katya, is what message would you like to send to any Afro-Filipinx listening who struggle with feeling seen, heard, or being enough?
Oh my gosh, that's a loaded question. Dang, man. What would I say? I would say that, like, your experiences are valid. It is tough to be stuck between intersections if you struggle with feeling seen, heard, or being enough. First, know that you are enough and that you do deserve to feel seen and to be heard, and that your struggles are real. I would try to encourage them to find community, whatever that looks like. Because like Veronica wisely said, healing rarely happens in isolation, but rather in community. So wherever you can find that community, wherever that you can find folks with whom you feel seen and heard, find those people and grab onto them. And
more mic drops. Hi, Katya.
More mic drops.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And maybe quickly, can you share some events that are happening in the next few weeks? I mean, just quickly, we're going to share it in the community announcements, but there's some powerful stuff that you guys have going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so please.
Two programs that we are currently still accepting registration on. The first would be our Black Men's Wellness Program, open to Black men, where we'll focus on personal empowerment and community building with a licensed counselor. I invite all Black men to come gather in community amongst themselves and talk it out together. So we're accepting registration. If you guys want more information, check out our website. We also have a collective care circle for Black, queer, and trans folks. So if there's any Black, queer, and trans individuals out there and you guys are looking for a space to talk about grief and healing, there is a space for you. And this is led by psychotherapist Dr. Lisa Ndejuru and by drama therapist Kathleen Charles. So if you guys are interested, also visit our website. Black History Month, we have a lot of events coming out. I don't know, like, I feel like I can't, like, drop the ball just yet. I'm going to say stay tuned. We're on social media at Black Healing Center. Our website is www.blackhealingcenter.com. We have a bunch of great things happening. movie screenings, movie premieres. We got archives. We got a lot of stuff going on. But our big, big event, which is actually not during Black History Month, which will be happening in May, is our Black Wellness Summit. It's a two-day weekend jam-packed with wellness events, whether it's yoga sessions, sound healing sessions, communal dinners. So I'm just saying, keep an eye out. We're coming in, man. We're coming in hard.
Yes. Well, we're going to please come back before to talk about that. We want you back.
Yes, ma'am.
You and Sam back maybe in March or April so that you can share.
Yeah.
Well, again, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A little side note, but like before Sankapwa was founded, we were looking at Black Healing Center.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to do that for the Filipino community. Look at that marketing. That was
You've been such expanders for us.
That's true. Yes.
Such expanders. So thank you. And like, because I run the marketing and the creative and that message, I see you and I'm like, what are they doing? Ooh, I like how they're doing it.
Yeah.
So it just helps, right? Like we're all, again, that collective healing is also sharing. So thank you so much, Katia, for sharing everything that you do. Shout out to the work that you were doing and all of the medicine and healing you are doing for your community, but again, also for our community. So thank you for that. And thank you to everyone listening to another episode of Radio Kapwa on CKUT 90.3 FM. Join us next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Have an amazing day, everyone.
Loves it when you smile. inyong lahat. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jan Marvin Reyes. I am a youth leader and community organizer here bringing you Ipano News back home in the Philippines. The article is from the Philippine News Agency with a title, Department of Justice or DOJ thumbs down Duterte's call for Mindanao succession. The call by former President Rodrigo Duterte to break Mindanao from the Republic has faced opposition from the Department of Justice or DOJ. In a statement on Monday, the Department of Justice said it vehemently opposes calls for the succession of Mindanao or other parts of the country and stands firmly against any attempt to undermine the unity and territorial integrity of the Philippines as enshrined in the Constitution. The Department of Justice explained that succession is regarded as contrary to the principles of the country's democratic society, as stated in Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. As the principal law agency of the executive branch, the Department of Justice remains committed to protecting our sovereignty and upholding the sanctity of the highest law of the land. Our nation's strength lies in unity, and we call upon all Filipinos to reject secessionist ideologies and work together for a strong, united, and undivided Bagong Pilipinas, it added. Many local Mindanao's leaders have already expressed opposition to the call made by the former President Duterte to separate Mindanao from the rest of the country. Over the weekend, National Security Advisor, or NSA, Eduardo Año, assured the government would do everything to prevent any attempt to dismember the country. Any attempt to secede any part of the Philippines will be met by the government with resolute force, Año said in a statement as he rejected the idea of separating Mindanao from the rest of the Philippines. The government, he said, would remain steadfast in securing the sovereignty and integrity of the national territory. The article was written by Benjamin Pulta and published on February 5, 2024. Thank you so much for listening. Maraming salamat sa pakikinig. Once again, this is Jan Marvin Reyes, delivering you Philippine news from abroad.
Stop the wave it all around me. Come back tomorrow and priceless. I got a studio in my room. Then I want time for you, baby. I'm leaving this country soon, but I'll come back next year. Tila langit sa piling mo. Palapit ang mga labi. Palamig, ihip ng hangin. Yeah, ayos lang makadikit mga katawan. Pwede bang dito ka nalang? Pakiusap, wag ka munang alis. Hanggang bukang iwayway. Pagsaluhan ng init hanggang araw sumili. Ligtas sa mukha, sa muntong iba. Magkatabi at pakiyakap tayo sa ilalim ng buwan. Huwag kang matakot at sa akin ang iyong iisipan ay buksan. Wow. Ikaw lamang nakako. Mga bitwin ng dami sa seas. Magkatabi at makikyakap tayo sa ilalim ng buwan.
Ganda ang umaga panaginip. Ikaw ang katabi ko hanggang sa pagising. Parang nakalimot ka na ata kung paano humindi. Kasi oo nang oo hanggang sa magising mo. Mga kapitbahay, kalaatan nila lagi nag-aaway. Di nila alam, ganun lang kasarap ang pagpapalitan natin ang ating laway. Ayos lang, mga binti ay magkahiwalay. Habang nilalamig ang palad mo, tawagin ang pangalan ko. Painitin ng gabi, bagong tinta na kape sa malamig na panahon na ito.
Katabi at pakiyakap tayo sa ilalim ng buwan. Huwag kang matakot at sa akin ang iyong isipan ay buksan.
ko.
Mukhang tayo'y inabutan sa gitna ng daan.
Ilagay muna ang gamit sa ating paahan. Wala nang larawan, ayaw ay nasa nilip. Sasabihin ng librong damdaman kung gaano kainit. Kanang kamay sa pagitan ng ngita habang isa ay nagmamaneho. Di na kailangan biglang lumiko, ating igilid ng nakapre. Nung di makapigil, gusto ko ng babaen. Huli mang makarating, bigyan ng magandang gamit. Tinanak ng salamin.
Ikaw ang laman ng passenger seat. Empty road, four-seater. Para meron tayong space sa likod. At ang sulitin ang umog, pagsisilbi na taklo. Ang iling di malagot, na masilip sa loob. Sa loob ng aking BMW sedan. Fuck it sa aking BMW sedan. Ang iling di malagot, na masilip sa loob. Sa loob ng aking BMW sedan.
Kahit anong pwesto, kung saan ka kontento, yung titi ko diretso lang sa'yo. Habang pinapayo, pwede mang take it slow. Basta walang hihinto, yung pawis saya mo lang tumulo. Looking like a boy, gusto ko lang ng pulmo. Give me some more. Habang kulob, patayin mo na yung makina, yeah. Ang uminit pa, maakit ka na. Sige magalit ka, fuck it, hala na.
Passenger seat, empty road, four-seater. Para meron tayong space sa likod. Ating sulitin ang humog, magsisilbi na taklob. Ang iling di malakot, na masinip sa loob. Sa loob ng aking BMW sedan. Fuck it sa aking BMW sedan. Ang iling di malakot, na masinip sa loob.
Pinaapoy ko ang kwaderno bilang ilaw sa gabi. Pagkid na lapis ang panggatong kasabay ng paghikbe. Binaybay ko ang daan hanggang sa aking nahabi. Ngayon ako taga-kitil at taga-sunog ng labi. Malulunog ka sa lalim, hindi ka makalangoy. Hindi mo ko maabot, isa ka sa mga unggoy. Ako'y balansa sa timbangan, walang pwedeng maglamangan. Patibong manong kalabog, parehas ko yan o bagsakan. Di pa ako ginaganahan, walang lasa ang handaan. Nag-agahan ka palang, idinighay ko ng hapunan. Madami na akong pinalamig, yung mga nag-iinit-initan. Ngayon lahat may karamdaman, kasi nagagaling-galingan. Ngunit wala ito sa yaman, kung buo ba o barya. Isang katutak man ang pera mo'y wala kang halaga. Mga wala pang hinuhukay, nais agad may ginto. Kung ganyan tayo papasok ay sarado ang pinto. Ako'y nangarap na parang walang hadlang sa daanan. Tinutuko ko ang parang umaapoy. Kadasalang manin sa kaliwat ka ng sapat. Ang tapang sa laban, puso ko mismo ang kalang sa mga nais umarang. Ilang beses tinaboy na, inakala mong ako'y namatay na. Kung kaya mo, sige sumabay ka, kumapit ka. Baka matangay ka, wag mo lang tong didibdibin na. Alam ko ngayon bumibilib ka, magtatapon ako ng mga letra. Hala sige, igib-igib na. Pinaapoy na ang kwaderno bilang ilaw sa gabi. Pagkid na lapis ang panggatong kasabay ng paghikbe. Binaybay na ang daan hanggang sa aming nahabi. Ngayon kami taga-kitil at taga-sunog ng labi. Pinaapoy na ang kwaderno bilang ilaw sa gabi. Pagkid na lapis ang panggatong kasabay ng paghikbe. Binaybay na ang daan hanggang sa aming nahabi. Ngayon kami taga-kitil at taga-sunog ng labi.
Batayog ang pangarap pero takot na sumugal. Hindi ka makasakmal parang pirana. Matalas, higit sa itim na pusa pag ako ang nagpamalas. Pwersa, mahina karatistang talunan. Ako si Ric Flair, kampyon sa dugasan. Baon ng pagkatakot ang gahas ang multo. Karumal-dumal parang demonyong kantotero. Hindi trip ng mayaman, sinulat ko sa lapis. Pambangketa daw parang kumukulo na pares. Magtatanim ng bomba, magsasaka. Walang ititira parang Hiroshima. Hacienda Luisita. Kriminal ako, naglalakad lang sa kalsada. Laging bigbet pang digmaan ko na letra. Pagbayo ng tono, bawal ang tanga.
Ngayon kamustahin natin mga hip-hop-hipaban. Walang inambag, kundi tawanan at kutsaan. Tutubuhan ko inyo mga lalamunan. Inuman nyo magiging hagulgulan. Inapatan, brutal na sandatahan. Tuloy-tuloy lumaban parang sultadahan. Hindi ka nabibenta sa takilya. Obra puro kopya, lamunin mo bazooka.
Pinaapoy na ang kwaderno bilang ilaw sa gabi. Pagkod na lapis ang panggatong kasabay ng paghikbe. Binaybay na ang daan ang doon sa aming nahabi. Ngayon kami taga-kitil at taga-sunog ng labi. Pinaapoy na ang kwaderno bilang ilaw sa gabi. Pagkod na lapis ang panggatong kasabay ng paghikbe. Binaybay na ang daan ang doon sa aming nahabi. Ngayon kami taga-kitil at taga-sunog ng labi.
Sa'kin maaneng di ako bideya. Habang walang nakatingin, samantalahin natin ang gabi. Pagkat malayo na sa mundo, malayo na sa gulo. Malaya pagkat lagpas na tayo sa langit na saruro. Kitang kita ko na husto, talahiba ng tanim at mga bundok. Handang lunguyin ang nasa pagitan ng dalawang hitam at malunod. Basang basa ng nasa isip mo, gusto nang matikman ang tamis na nakalita ang mundo. Huwag kang mag-alala ngayong gabi, hindi ka na masasaktan. Pag tumaman di mo mararamdaman. Basta ako ang katabi ngayong gabi. Pwede tayong magbabaga pag nalalamig. O magdamag na kasinde buong gabi. Baka sakali magkatama ang nagkamali. Ikaw na lang ang katabi ngayong gabi. O pwede tayong magbabaga pag nalalamig. O magdamag na kasinde buong gabi. Naghahanap kasi ng tama ang nagkamali. Ngayong gabi, kung pwede tayo magbabaga habang malamig. Umagdamag na kasinde buong gabi. O ang sarap kasi na tama kahit na mali. Kailan mo ng drama, kaya ka sumama. Sabay natin sa lubungin ang bagong umaga, yeah. Magdamag kausap ka, kau ang aking luna sa mga kalungkutan. Ako'y para nasa ulap na nilamon ng drama, kaya ka sumama. Sabay natin sa lubungin ang bagong umaga, yeah. Magdamag kausap ka, kau ang aking luna sa mga kalungkutan. Ako parang nasa ulap na Pwede bang kalimutan natin ang bigo ko dati sa lubungin natin ang panibago na bukas. Sana masubukan natin na sabay yung ulat ang mata na mabigat na lukapat. Makinang mapulat na luluha. Mahiwaga na maging hawa. Nakarating din sa tabi ng mga tala.
Yeah, yeah.
Ikaw na lang ang katabi ngayong gabi. Kung pwede
tayo magpabaga pag nalalame. Magamag na kasundi buong gabi. Naghahanap kasi ng tama ang nagkamali. Ikaw na lang ang katabi ngayong gabi. O pwede tayo magpabaga habang malame. Magamag na kasundi buong gabi. O ang sarap kasi ng tama kahit namali.
Re-bienvenue à Radio Capois sur les ondes de CKUT 90.3 FM. Joyeux mois de l'histoire des Noirs, Happy Black History Month. Remember, non-black folks, this month is not about us. And read a book. Thank you, Katia Asoe, proud Point Claire, West Islander, community organizer, and lawyer queen. We can't wait to have you again to fill in on the things we didn't get to talk about this time around. And folks listening from anywhere in time or space, no matter where you're listening from and when, thank you for tuning in to Radio Capua here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Welcome to the last leg of episode 80. It's time for this week's community announcements, y'all. But before that, we want to give a quick shout out to Muna for donating tickets to free swing and tap intro dance classes at Cat's Corner, which we were awarded prizes for during our volunteer appreciation party last weekend, which I'm feeling hella FOMO for. So, starting off with community announcements, Saturday, February 10th, Capua Walk's monthly walk for us to explore, connect, and move for our mental health will take place at Old Port from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Meetup place will be at Metro Square Victoria. For more information, visit our Instagram page at Centre Capua, spelled as CentreCapua. Next up, Sunday, February 11th, Centre Capua's co-founder and director of communications are offering an introduction to the Human Design System, a program by Never Was Average. It will take place from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Space is limited, so book your spot by checking out their Instagram page at Never Was Average, spelt as NeverWasAverage. And at Des Escalante, spelt as DES period ESCALANTE. Up next, the Black Healing Center still has some spots left on their two-week Healing Our Stories collective care circle for Black 2SLGBTQIA plus individuals. This program will take place virtually every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. and will be facilitated by psychologist Dr. Lisa Ndejuru at docta.li, spelt as docta.li on Instagram, and drama therapist Kathleen Charles. Check out their Instagram page at Black Healing Center, spelt as BLACKHEALINGCENTRE, or their website at blackhealingcenter.com. Up next, mark your calendars, because on February 29th, Kaartehan Meetup will take place at Shift Concordia once again. Whether you call yourself an artist or are just flirting with the title, come and hang out with other Philippinex AO creatives. Shoot the shit, talk process, or just have some merienda while you meet other people. Be on the lookout for details. And last but not least, while you're browsing on the Instagram of BMHC, they are also offering a 12-week Healing Our Stories Black Men Wellness Program from February 2024 to May 2024. This program will take place in person every Monday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Each session will be guided by licensed counselor at Khan Buba, spelt as K-H-A-N-B-O-U-B-A. So that was all from me. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon and happy Black History Month. This has been Laura from Hiraya Productions, from Centre Capua and Radio Capua. Mabuhay!
Liberation for one is liberation for us all.
Black Theater Workshop presents the world premiere of Diggers by Donna Michelle St. Bernard. Abdul and Solomon introduce newbie Bayo to the intricacies and dignity of grave digging. But when illness hits their town, they must make the best of a bad situation. Full of song, laughter, tears, and beautiful humanity, Diggers is a tribute to essential workers. Catch Diggers at the Siegel Center Studio from February 1st to the 17th. Get your tickets at siegelcenter.org or call 514-739-7944. More information at blacktheaterworkshop.ca. This is a Black Theater Workshop and Prairie Theater Exchange co-production and CKUT co-presentation.
TD and Production Nuit d'Afrique present Women of the World Raise Their Voices, 5 special concert evenings from February 1st to March 8th. Don't miss the grand premiere. Lidl's Cameroonian Slam, Brazilian songwriter Bia Pereira, Lorraine Classen's 40-year career anniversary, The Roots Daughters Sound System, and Cora Virtuoso, Sona Jobarte. Discover the full program on festivalnuitafrique.com. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Paix de ton ami qui saignait du nez après qu'il soit rentré dans une porte patio fermée, sans rire de lui?
Évidemment.
Avec ton empathie, tu as de l'avenir en santé et services sociaux. Trouve ta place sur québec.ca/carrière-en-santé. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Gem Art Center is pleased to present When Big Man Talk, the exhibit. Come experience a captivating fusion of paintings, photography, an immersive virtual reality experience in